Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Podcast. Hey, guys. Welcome to the podcast. Fun show tonight, real fun show. In particular, Lewis Capaldi on
Love.
The show. Okay, good. Jesus. He's great though, isn't he? He's just, man.
A lot of sugar.
There's been a lot on tonight, isn't
there? A lot on tonight. Very fun show. We loved it. But now.
Little near miss for your boy.
You got a little story.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So I mean, I don't know if I've told you about this. About myself is that I have a real problem when I leave the house about making sure taps are off.
As in you leave them on or you get para every time you go to leave the house?
Correct. The para. Second I get really paranoid that I haven't turned them all off.
Okay.
I get really stressed. And it all comes from this time when I was probably when I was living in Tassie and I would have been, I reckon 21.
Mm-hmm.
Where I got home one time and I had my big headphones on and I went to just run water over just to kind of rinse the plates that were in there. Mm-hmm. But the plug got stuck and I'm just started and I went out, had my headphones on, couldn't hear anything. So I called my mate Dylan. I'm outside just hanging out, chat to Dylan for a while, called Garth, what's up Garth? Mum calls, chat to mum. And then I keep getting this random number calling me.
And we called everyone in Tasmania at that point. So
totally. Three people.
Yeah.
So I kept having this number call. I was like, what do they want? So I kept getting rid of it. And I lived in... what's this random...
What do they want? Decline.
Decline, decline. I was talking to Dill. Like, decline, decline, decline. And so I used to live in a... like an apartment building. And it was me, someone below them, right? I was on the third. So anyway, I was like, I got to go. This number keeps calling me. Pick it up. Go, hey. I'm like, hi, are you home? I said, yep, all good. I'm home. I said, have you got a tap on? And I said, absolutely not. Because I'd forgotten about that because it'd been like 50 minutes.
Totally. Yeah, yeah.
I'd forgotten.
You go, no way. No, I've been on the phone for an hour. There's no way I could possibly have a tap on.
Okay, well, is there a pipe burst or something? I was like, no, I'm home. It's all good. Okay, well, they're complaining about flooding in the cafe downstairs, which is directly below me. So me, another guy underneath me, cafe. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then it's...
Wait, there's someone in the way of the cafe. Like, there's a whole other...
Correct. So I've gone, hang on. And I said, oh, yeah, turn it off. All good. They're like, okay, well, can you go check in the cafe? Because apparently there's water in it. I go outside. I poke my head out of the door. So I used to live in town. And there's about 20 people all staring at the cafe like, what's going on? And people are like filming it. And I've walked around and gone, oh, God. And there's just torrential rain coming out of the lights all down the walls. The bloke in there is like with a mop trying to get it all out. And everyone's just standing. I was like, what are these guys doing?
How is that much water?
50 minutes, babe. I pumped that thing. So then I run back upstairs, check it. There was actually no water in my kitchen. It's an old heritage building, Tasmanian building, right? Old, old, old. Used to be an old stable back in the day. Crazy.
What?
And so I'm like, oh no, what about John? So I buzz John. John's like, not a good time. I was like, it's Rowan. He was like, get up here. I go in there. His roof is just collapsed. Huge hole. We had to move his TV because then another what? Part of the roof collapsed. Yeah. So now I have this thing.
Yeah.
With taps, babe.
Yeah, babe. Yeah, babe. Look, babe. Babe. Yeah, babe.
Warranted.
Yeah, babe.
So for the last 10 years, before I left anywhere, check all the taps that I would have used.
Oh, that's so
bathroom, sad. Bathroom, shower, yep. Yep. Kitchen, all good. I go, touch, touch, touch. I touch them all.
Okay.
And I was like walking to the light rail the other day, because obviously I don't have a license, idiot. But I was like, I don't think I touched the taps. I get back inside. No. I've left the bathroom tap pumping.
No, no. You're like, not again, not again.
And it was like I had left it pumping and it was starting to go over. And I've gone,
it's still an issue.
Wait, how long was it between when you checked the, like, when it was starting to go over? Like, how long were you out?
I reckon I would have been just gone. I would have just only left the house. It would have been maybe a minute.
I
don't think I touched the tap.
Oh, and the sink is plugged. Why are you plugged? No.
The sink wasn't plugged. It was in Launceston. But the water was going so fast and the plug was up that it was just kind of slowly. Must have got all
good
of the.
Is your water pressure?
It was pumping, man.
Everywhere you live.
It was really good. Yeah, I know. Yeah, pressure's good in Lonnie, for sure.
Jesus.
It's just straight from the river, baby.
Yeah.
And so I go up and I was like, oh my God. And I just was like, it's still an issue. I've just turned 30. It's still an issue.
I think this is a therapy talk because it's like you need to really have confidence around yourself.
Babe, it almost happened again.
Yeah.
In my 30s.
Well, you're just 30.
Oh,
you're only just 30.
But I am in.
You are in there. Yep, you're in there. Yep. look, maybe it's best to put a piece of paper on the front door, laminated. Get Max to do some arts and crafts.
Mark, he'll do a craft sign.
Look, he's already Googling arts and crafts ideas.
He actually is. Look at him.
Saying, turn your bloody tap off.
Do you do anything like that? Do you any? No.
As in, have I ever almost ruined a whole building?
Yeah, like any like near misses? Sure, you would have a heap.
I mean, I leave candles on, but I always...
Oh, that I can't leave the house with a candle on. I cannot.
My house in Byron is entirely wood, and I've had moments where I've left a candle on, but nothing's really happened because it's just a candle. It's contained, right? It has to be pretty extreme for a candle to get...
Oh, God.
To explode.
That stresses me out.
Very stressful.
Yeah.
Has to explode for it to be an issue. I mean, no.
I wouldn't be able to leave the house. I would not be able to leave the house with a candle on. I can't leave.
But see, I did it on purpose.
Yeah, no, but I couldn't do it on purpose. Could never do it on purpose. I'd be like,
of course not on purpose. I'm saying this is an accident. This is like I get to the shops in Byron and I go,
uh-oh.
Then I go home.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm like, oh my God. Or like in my house in Sydney, same thing. I text my neighbour saying, go upstairs, turn the candle off. I just remembered something. I don't really have any near misses.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's maybe like a you thing.
It sounds like a me thing.
Give us a call on 131060 though. What like near misses have you had?
Yeah.
Taps, fires.
May have happened today, may have happened 10 years ago.
Straighteners, curling irons.
Straighteners is a big one. I used to always leave when I used to straighten my hair when I was 16.
So, hang on.
Back in high school.
Scene fringe. Yep.
Scene fringe.
Did you tease the back of your hair so it was like
No, I didn't tease my hair, but it was, I just straightened the whole thing down.
All flat.
Yeah, pretty. I used to have a little, maybe it was a bit of a tease actually. You're right.
Well, 131060, everyone, what's a near miss you had? Did you leave a curling iron? Did a fire happen? Oh! Got one.
You got one? What is it?
I once, when I lived in a share house, left the stove on, or a gas stove on, with fire all day long.
There's got to be plenty of those
stories.
My
share house, my other girl that lived with me, she's like, Abby, like, can you, like...
Babe.
Also, it's an ADHD thing. Another one.
Another one.
The Bachelor Mansion.
Oh, God.
The Bachelor Mansion. Everyone got really mad at me. Wasn't there, or bullying me. Everyone got, like, borderline yelled at me because I was cooking a little pizza. And I would make little pizzas, and they'd all work out, and I go and eat my pizza in front of TV when they're working out because I'm not here to get fit. I'm here to enjoy my time off work. And I put it in the oven, and it burnt. And everyone got mad at me because of the smoke. And I was like, guys, didn't know it then, but back then could have said... ADHD.
We want to know 131060. What near misses have you had?
Hot Nights Podcast.
So I was saying that I had a near miss today about, well, I have a thing about taps because one time I left one on and I just destroyed this cafe. By the way, I thought he'd hate me. He shook my hand, gave me a free coffee and said, by the way, because of your little mishap, free paint job in the cafe. You got all this insurance money. He was like, thank you.
No worries.
Thanks. No, I can do it again. Absolutely. But I left it on today and I was like, I'll go back and check the tap. And I went back, check the tap. It was full bore. And I was like, how is this still happening in my 30s?
Triggered. 10 years later. So we asked you, what's the near miss you've had? Dean.
Hi, how you going? Hello, it's my wife.
All right.
Well, hello, Dean. What is it?
What's happened? What's she done?
We have sexual candles through the whole house, which I love to smell.
Yep.
We go out shopping, come home and smell nice scents. There's a bathroom candle burning. All the time.
And does it have that black smoke against the wall next to it?
No, it's on the middle of a storage unit cabinet in the bathroom. It's in the middle. It's in the wall, but it's just one of the big ones and all that, but there's no way it can fall over. But I get worried about it. She goes, is that all right?
It's not all right, Dean. You do the final checks, Dean.
You do the final checks, Dean.
I trust you.
It's a bit hard. I work night shift. I get home, go to bed. get up and go shopping.
She's left to her own devices.
It's a bit hard.
Left to her own devices. God.
Fair enough, Dean. What a weapon.
God. Jackie, what's a near miss you've had?
I was just saying to a fellow before that I had a two-story house at the time and there was a heater upstairs.
Yep.
But I used to leave one for the kids to be warm.
Yep.
And they decided to build a cubby around it.
Oh, no. I mean, I get it. I get it. I'd be warm.
They wanted my, a snuggly cubby. So,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I called them down for tea and it's just, we started getting a funny smell and it's like, I wonder what that is. I went upstairs and the whole top floor was just full of smoke.
So, oh my God, so did the house burn down? Like, what happened?
The cushions were just smouldering. So, we just threw the couch cushions out and it was all done. Yeah.
And then you go, all right, well, dinner, kids.
Thanks, guys. Oh my God. That feels like something I would do.
Remember when I got heaters for the first time in my life because I lived in Queensland for so long? We bought heaters. I was panicking about the heaters.
Yeah, you're like, everything's going to burn down.
Everything. It's a heater existing is scary to me.
It's scary for sure.
Celine, what's a near miss you've had?
Well, when I was younger, you know those open coal barbecues that you have?
Yep.
My mom had one of them in the backyard and I was 7 or 8 and she turned her back and I decided to throw 2 Lynx cans in there.
Oh,
sorry? why?
Don't ask me why. I was young and I don't know. Probably about 15 seconds later, one went through the glass sliding door and one blew the roof off and the fire brigade had to come and I had to explain it to everyone what I had done.
Oh my God.
Now, will we call that a near miss or a confirmed incident?
I reckon that's a confirmed incident, Celine.
Well, the near miss is that the deodorant can nearly hit me. That's the near miss.
Okay. Cool. Near miss.
Okay. Yeah, good enough.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Panic at the Disco, though, let me just tell you one thing. I know every word to that album, back to front. I used to sit there in my room and I would read the lyrics and sing along with it.
I believe that.
Oh, my God.
You popped
Is
out?
It still me that makes you swear to my that song?
Yeah. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
It's time to play. God, Chattagories. God, my Chattagory one time should be Panic at the Disco. Side note.
Write that down.
Panic at the Disco lyrics would be ideal. Maybe also Fall Out Boy. Moving on. So here's what happens. Music girl. I'm a cool girl.
Okay, you're right. You're just taking your jumper off. See, the problem with leaving your headphones on is that your jumper's going to get stuck on your headphones. There you go. Yep. Great. You're right. You're good. There you go.
Okay, Chattagories. Here's what happens, everyone. There are 3 Chattagories. The first Chattagory is the category. It's whatever I want. It could literally be, how many freckles have I eaten during this show? A lot, because I'm in a very high sugar rush. Second category is our contestants' category. It's whatever they want, but it actually has to be reasonable.
Does it?
And it can't be how many freckles they've eaten today, because I don't know. What? How am I supposed to know that? That's bizarre. The third category is, I mean, it's a mystery category, but it's actually the creme de la creme of categories. The creme de la creme of trivia questions around the world.
Really?
If you count all the pub trivias around the world, all the trivia shows, you know.
It's a great vintage.
What's a trivia show?
The Drew Carey Show, is that one? City Trivia?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? There we go.
Of course. Well, how could we forget that one?
How could we forget? We're better than that. So,
had you been paying attention? That's trivia.
Yeah, amazing trivia show.
Amazing trivia show.
But anyway, back to this game. So, our contestant today is Jazz. Hi, Jazz.
Hi there. Hey, Abby. How are you going?
Hey, girl.
Don't try and trick me with your joyful demeanor, Jazz. Don't try and lull
me into it. I'm actually not happy. I've had the worst day at work ever, but that's all good.
Oh, Jazz, don't kill me, because then if I win, I'm going to feel even worse.
I like this new strategy from
Jazz. This is really good strategy, Jazz. Well, so what does Jazz win?
Jazz wins a $100 Amen activewear voucher if you win, Jazz. It's good stuff too.
Jazz, it's really good.
Sounds great.
I have a lot of it.
I don't go to the gym, but I still like to wear activewear.
You get coffee?
To do groceries
it works
and stuff.
Over. Yeah.
You to get coffee. Yeah. Sit on your couch. Yeah. Hang out.
Whatever you want to do.
That's being active. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen will help. All right, here we go. Here comes the first question. It is Abby's Chattagory, and that is the Gold Coast. So here we go.
Jazz, have you been to the Gold Coast?
Yes, I have. I used to go a lot when I was younger. My dad loved Queensland.
Sweet.
But I just pretty much went to theme parks and stuff.
Interesting. Right. So okay. More Ormo area.
Here right. comes Ormo area. Yes. Very niche, but yes, correct.
Yes.
Here we go. Here comes the question.
Coomera. Yep.
Coomera. I was actually about to say it's more Coomera, but yes.
It is, but you go past Ormo on the train. Anyway.
Yeah, and then here comes the question. Name a character you'll see at
Movie World.
Abby. Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny. Yeah, you'd see Bugs there. You would see Bugs Bunny. Okay. You would see Bugs Bunny.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, look, Chatfield normally gets the first one down, so now it is time for Jazz's category, and that is boy bands.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's a very broad category, Jazz.
Well, I have been obsessed with boy bands, like, since the Beatles. Like, the first album I ever listened to was, like, the Beatles, that one with the apple on it. But, like,
yep.
I have been obsessed ever since then. I saw One Direction 3 times, and... yeah, I waited for like hours to
love
see
it.
You know what I love?
I'm obsessed.
You know what I love? Calling the Beatles a boy band, which they were over time.
They really were.
That makes me think we could call like...
OG boy band, though.
But that makes me think we could call like Led Zeppelin a boy band.
No, they're a rock band.
No, they're a boy. Mm. Just a bunch of boys in a band. Just a bunch of little boys in a little band.
Which is okay. Would you call Peking Duck a boy band?
Boy band. They'd like to be called a boy band.
No, there's two of them.
Oh,
you what?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, they're a duo. Actually, well done. Correct.
But you know what? Rowan's kind of friends them, so you're the third member of, you're the shadow member of Peking Duck.
Of the boy band. Guys, we're getting off topic here.
Sorry, boy band.
Here comes the question.
Yeah.
Name one member of NSYNC apart from Justin.
Lance.
You have a last name?
Who?
Lance Ash. I remember it's like the name of a fish.
There you go, Dahl. I would have given you Lance. Well done.
Jazz. You really do love boy bands.
Very jazzy.
Including Led Zeppelin.
Here we go.
Kiss. Yeah, no.
My favourite boy band is Kiss.
Here comes the random category as chosen by the producers. And they've really, I've been told, I'm getting in my ear here. Spending a lot of time on it.
Shush with your big fancy headphones.
Don't start to me about my brand new NTH-100s, thanks to Rode.
No one cares. All right. I really want them.
All right, we'll talk later. Okay. Here comes the category. And that category is the universe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
It's a bit broad. Bit broad, Jazz. You know what, Jazz? I agree. Bit broad.
You'd know, Jazz, with boy bands. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Here comes the category. Here comes the question. It is tied up. Name a planet starting with M.
Abby. Mars.
Jasmine. Oh, fuck.
I think that might have been Jazz.
Shush, Mars.
Mercury.
No, it's Jazz. It was Abby. Sorry, Dahl.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry, Jasmine.
Damn it.
Jasmine, I'm really sorry to make your bad day worse. I'm really sorry, but I'm very competitive.
It's an awful day, haven't you, Jazz?
I know. You're a Gemini. They're all competitive.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone loves us.
That's exactly right.
The most loved star sign.
Thanks for playing, Jazz.
Thanks, Jazz.
Hot Nights with Abby. Send us your expert category in the DMs. We might be getting you to play next. That's all how it works.
Hot Nights Podcast.
We found something on Reddit that we just think is...
Love Reddit. Find your people on Reddit.
Find them.
You can find them.
And we found ours.
We found ours for sure.
And they're not who you think they would be. It's in a subreddit called... Now, it's Marmot because it's American.
Marmot?
Marmot rather than Mummet, but it's basically like for mums.
Momot.
Momot. How we'd say Momot. They go Marmot.
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 Okay. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yep.
So this post is just, it's a flashback. Flashback Thursday, throwback Thursday, TBT.
TBT babes.
TBT babes, because there's an instruction manual that someone has found on baby feeding. So it's an instruction manual from a hospital, right. And it's about baby feeding times. And there's, you know, I think it's from the 70s. Mm-hmm. So not that long ago, some would say.
Still like 50 years ago.
50 years. But I mean, for what is in here? I mean, okay. So here is a step-by-step, right, Ron? So obviously I haven't breastfed, neither of you.
Nah,
haven't. So we don't really know if this is normal, but we do think, you know, our gut feeling is...
Gut feeling is this stuff's wrong.
Bit wrong. Right, let's go from the start. So...
Yep, the first one, yeah.
Step one, turn your television off. Your baby needs all your attention.
Oh, okay.
Totally.
Fair enough.
You know,
yeah.
Turn off the Brady Bunch. Had enough of it, right?
Yeah.
Two, complete any phone calls.
They didn't have AirPods back in the day.
They didn't have AirPods, you know, turning that little wheel.
It wouldn't be easy.
Very hard.
Oh, but that old handset with the cord, it's like that would have really been,
I love it. I used to love being at grandma's house on the phone to mum.
Mum.
And on the thing, act like I was an adult and walk around and pour myself a glass of water while like we went to in the kitchen phone.
I believe that.
I'm on the kitchen phone, grandma.
On the kitchen, oh, I remember that, yes.
Yes. Number three, is put cigarette out.
Yeah, don't be smoking with the baby on your teat.
Yeah, right. Also, keep in mind, this is in a hospital. So they're just presuming people are just, like, chain smoking.
Lighten them up.
Yeah. Then it's wash your hands. Then it says make yourself as comfortable as possible. But I think our sticking point here is the put cigarette out.
The glaringly obvious one is, like, putting the cigarette out.
Yeah, because it's an assumption that you've got one lit all the time.
Yeah, you've got five and you've got hang on, there's four fingers, three hands. You might have three in one hand, three in the other. You've got six darts, your palm and six darts. You got a baby in your other arm. You're kind of holding the baby like it's a squat bar, but you got six darts. You're right there, John.
Put them out, everyone. Put Finish out. Your phone calls, then put it out.
Get rid of them. Yeah.
Imagine what hospitals would have smelt like with all the cigarettes going around. Now, I don't smoke, and I don't think anyone should really be smoking.
And they also used to smoke in planes. Remember that?
They did. Well, no, we weren't allowed.
Oh, we weren't allowed. But they also weren't alive. You used to just go on to planes.
Yeah.
And just light one up.
Even like
odd.
I hear that they used to allow smoking in clubs.
They did. I'd never been to a club when you could smoke on the dance floor.
Neither. I remember when there were new laws put in Queensland where you couldn't smoke near food. So like you used to be able to smoke on decks.
Yeah.
And not on like the DJ decks, but on the deck, you know. Having a ciggy with a schnitty.
Schnitty.
Ciggy.
Because you'd have the ashtray there and you'd just put it over there and you'd have a bite and you'd take it back.
Right? Now you can only smoke where you consume a beverage. No knives and forks allowed. So we wanted to ask you all on 13 10 60, and we've got money, so call us.
We do have money. $100 if you get on air. Guys, we want to know.
What was normal back in the day that isn't normal now?
We'll take your calls next. What was normal then that is not now? $100 if you get on air. Hot Nights.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Came across this Reddit thread on the subreddit Marmit.
Yeah.
Mommit. American way of saying mum. Just very wanted to understand.
Mom. Yeah, it's not the spread.
Oh.
Marmite. You ever like Marmite?
Marmit. Yeah, that's how an American would say Marmite, probably.
Ugh, Marmite.
Not good. Sorry, everyone. Sorry if you like Marmite. Vegemite is much better.
It's just my opinion. Don't like it. Sorry.
So we found this this instruction manual of how to breastfeed, and we thought it was a bit odd. So step one, turn your TV off. Step two, complete a new phone call. Step three, put your ciggy out. Things are different now.
Things are a bit different.
Bit different. Don't be smoking a ciggy near a baby.
No, thank you.
So we asked you all, what was normal back in the day that isn't quite normal now?
Yeah, and $100 too if you get on air. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
How are you? What was it?
I'm good. So I actually have two things, because while I was waiting, I thought of another one.
Yeah. Sorry, Kathy, you only still get $100. You don't get $200 for two topics, okay?
Oh, come on. It was worth a try.
Yeah.
Second one's actually more interesting.
All right, go.
The first one was, I used to work in a bank, and we used to sit at our desk and smoke, which is just out of this, you know, everybody did it. And in our teller box, we would sit there and smoke as well.
So, wow.
I know, which was crazy. But the funny thing, the one that was even crazier was, I used to work in a sub branch, so we would go to the main branch and then we would leave it, you know, and we used to have to take the cash across to the sub branch with us. And I used to carry tens of thousands of dollars of cash in my handbag with a gun that I didn't know how to shoot.
Carry the gun. Yeah,
that's
with
yeah,
a gun.
You're
Kathy,
right, Kathy,
thank you for protecting yourself and the tens of thousands of dollars.
Yes,
and your ciggies.
With a gun that she couldn't figure out how to shoot. Fair enough. Hey, Kathy, do you mind taking the money over to the full branch? Here's your Glock. How do I use this? Don't worry about it, it'll be fine. Point
Sam,
and shoot, babe. Hello, Sam.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Right.
What it was normal back in the day that isn't normal now?
Well, we used to have a mobile phone attached to our car.
Yeah.
That's where you were allowed to actually pick it up and speak with your hands whilst driving, and
it was in your car.
One could get in trouble for it. The cops didn't get mad about it, but it was always in everyone. Well, the more other people with cars, the phones.
How I didn't know how to say that nicely.
I feel like
that was like a blip in history, because you hear about car phones and it feels like...
Yeah, that's... I forgot about those.
Maybe like cell phones started just after that. Everyone was like, don't want to touch the car. Much more inconvenient than at home.
Well, just hold it to the ear.
Giant thing to carry around.
I mean, it's better than the gun, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Alrighty, here we go. Our next guest, we are big fans of. The Scottish sensation with a voice from Jesus himself. Before you go. And as well as being probably the most incredibly attractive man on the planet.
So didn't the tour sell out before your debut album came out?
Yeah, it
is. How is that possible?
Just raw sex appeal.
We are delighted to have him on the show. With over 24 billion streams globally. Oh, that's a lot. Well done. Here he is, Lewis Capaldi.
Lewis Capaldi. Oh, my God. That is a lot. 24. Is it 24 billion?
With a B.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Sounds like a lot.
At a certain point, like it would just turn into a number you can't even comprehend. Lewis, I'm so excited to speak to you. I've heard only wonderful things about you, both from your gorgeous voice, but also everyone who's interviewed you has said you're lovely and hilarious. So live up to it, please.
Well, they're all filthy liars, a lot of them.
They are. So the new single, Forget Me, is out. It's absolutely fantastic. How does it feel to have your baby released into the world?
It feels good. It's covered in placenta. It's skating across the world. I'm just going to wipe the juice off it, the lady juice off of it.
Still wiping.
I feel like I am, what's that monkey called in Lion King?
Rafiki.
I am Rafiki the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding up Simba, and this analogy, Simba is Forget Me.
Yes.
And I'm like, look at it, and I'm making everybody listen to it. It feels good. It's good to be back. It's good to be chatting with people again. I haven't spoke to anyone in 3 years.
Oh right, that must be nice.
This is my first conversation with another human being.
I'm very jealous.
Believe it or not.
You've spoken about, in your own words, being quote unquote too lazy to write the second album. Mm. Now, was it that you were too lazy, or was it that, you know, you can't force creativity? The positive spin.
Oh, it was laziness.
With 24 billion streams, I feel like surely you can just go, I'll just do things that make me really happy now.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you would think that, but in the way that the music industry is set up these days, that I didn't make as much money as I maybe would have in the past. Let's put it that way.
Pushing.
If this was 1996, I'd be set. Like, wow. I'd be in Barbados or something right now. I would not still be making. Yeah, no, I would be speaking to you guys. Of course, I would.
But for sure.
I don't know. I think this album, I was making it a lot, but I was just taking it at a leisurely pace. I didn't want to release it. Not supposed to talk about the album, but I've done it now. So it's in there.
It's out.
We've made an album. Mm-hmm. We've made an album. This is the first single of that album, of course. Yeah, I was kind of just doing it at my own pace. I didn't want to release anything like singles or anything when COVID still was restricting everything and making everybody like not be able to tour or all the rest of it. So that was the first thing, and then obviously COVID took ages to kind of come and go, as pandemics do.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was like, yeah, just move it, just trying to plod along, and I wanted it to be good. Which is a pain, which is unfortunate that I wanted that it has to be good the second time.
Yeah, well,
because the first time people don't really care. For like the most part, it's quite most people know like two songs on my first album. It's a shame that they're the last two that we released.
Yeah.
So I now have to try and make it good across the board, which is a slog. It's a slog.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hello, this is Lewis Capaldi.
Obviously, you cared enough to ask for Elton John's help on this album. Is that correct? Now, who was Elton John in our analogy with Simba and Rafiki?
Oh, yes.
Elton
was the dad in The Lion King.
Right. And was it fantastic to work with him? What was it like?
Well, it wasn't. We didn't work together. What I did was
call him and ask.
I went to his house, which is more like a castle. I played him some of the songs because the album was done. The album was finished. So I played him some of the songs, and it was like, I was just trying to get a gauge of what he thought was right. What was the best song? And another song was meant to be the first single, and it was actually Elton. So I played him three of like my favorite songs from the album. And it was him that said that Forget Me should be the first one. So it changed
it. Do you think you were ever going to, if Elton told you to do something, were you ever going to go, nah, I don't think so?
I was like, listen, Elton, relax.
Get a grip. Come on, mate.
How about you just stick to your own music, right?
I have 24
right?
billion streams, Elton?
Yeah. Elton, I don't know what your credentials are, brother, but imagine. No, if Elton says something, you got to do it. And to be fair, it was, he didn't say, this has to be the first single. It was a suggestion that we, so Forget Me was originally the first single, then we changed it to something else, and then we changed it back to Forget Me after Elton was like, I think that should be the first one. And then I was like, do you know what? Elton John's right.
You know what? I think you might be right. Mm. Now, Lewis, I have a very selfish request from you, okay?
Yes. Oh.
So I love Scotland. I've been twice. It was the first place I went after the pandemic. It was the first place I visited.
Oh, really? And
yes, because I'm more like my family's Scottish, as all Australians say. Like, yes. I'm from Scotland, but like my family's Scottish. And, you know, I really do love it there. And I have very good friends over there. And they actually got married. So their wedding was around our break. And it was perfect time. I got to go to overseas and see my friends get married. Hadn't seen them in 3 years. And when I was over there, they said, we're thinking of moving to Australia. And I was like, please do. Now they're kind of getting cold feet and they are huge fans of yours. So I'm requesting that you just give them some encouragement, Kyle and Laura, to move to Australia for me from Scotland, if that's okay with you. I want an endorsement.
Do you know where they're from in Scotland?
They're from Ayr and Glasgow.
Oh, well.
I know.
Where do they live?
Oh, they live in Glasgow. But they're from Ayr. I've gone to Ayr for a day out.
Yeah, they're from Ayr. So stay at, listen, the one from Ayr, it's a no-brainer move to Australia. Ayr's great. Ayr's a great place. Had some great times there. I would say just do it. Jump in with both Kyle. What did you say their names were?
Kyle and Laura. I want the names in. Kyle and Laura.
Kyle and Laura, get your act together. Get to Australia. It's better than it is in Scotland. It's sunny, it's nice and warm. The people are great. Mm-hmm. Everyone's better looking in Australia for some reason. It's really weird. Everyone's just really hot, which is frustrating when you go down there and you're like, oh, God. Everyone's like kind of chill and relaxed. And it's like, look at us. We're wearing our thongs. We've got our thongs on. And that means flip-flops. That doesn't even mean what you think. It means flip-flops. And they abbreviate everything. They say like Arvo. And they And they say, like, what was the other thing that I got called once? What does you call it when someone's like, I can't remember, but it's like a mad thing. It's like it's crazy. They're great people. They love guitars and things. They like listening to guitar music. It's rock and roll down there. Mm-hmm. There's always loads of festivals. Everyone's got a moustache.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a moustache. And not the way that the women on the bus to, I don't know, Cambus Lang has a moustache. It's not the same. It's like everyone's got cool moustaches. It's like a cool thing. And also, I'm meant to be going down there, Kyle and Laura. We are maybe going down for a trip. I'm going down there for a new year. So come on down.
Oh, yes. I agree. Thank Lewis. That was
Lewis.
Than I could have ever imagined.
Thank you,
and
Lewis.
Hopefully it works because they've really annoyed me. They promised me something and they haven't delivered on it.
They
and I love them so much.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah. And one of them used to live in Australia, so she knows what it's like. I don't know why she wants to come home.
I actually think you should, if they don't move, you should never speak to them again. That's what I would say.
I think so as well. That's the deal.
That's fair.
Well, thank you, Lewis. I appreciate you indulging me.
Thank you, Lewis. Lewis Capaldi's brand new single, Forget Me, is out now. Thanks for hanging out, Lewis.
Thank you so much. I'll never forget this moment.
Hot Nights Podcast. It's one of the most popular social media apps out there.
If you haven't heard of the TikTok app, your children probably have.
That intro every time makes me laugh.
Tracy.
First of all, Tracy, career rip. Not in a bad way.
I was going to say rest in peace, but I was like, well, I can't really say
that. Not really. No. Well, like career, not even over. Changing.
Career changing.
Yeah, evolving.
Yep.
Love you, Tracy. No longer doing ACA.
Or she's doing it at the end of the year.
End of the year.
Sorry, yeah. She's
end of the year. Yeah. She's finishing up. Anyway, that always makes me laugh because it feels like something that kids on TikTok would laugh at.
They would, yeah.
They think it was funny. But you know what? I'm on the cusp, baby. I'm Gen Z. I'm millennial. It doesn't matter to me.
What have you got for us?
Okay, so there's been no little TikTok that made me LMAO. That's laugh my ass off, Rowan. I'm a bit older than me.
You need to cut the attitude. There's something going on with you.
Say while nailing my nails.
Filing your nails?
Yeah.
That's okay. That's all
right. Sorry. Wow. You speak for a living, but you can't remember words. This woman went on a date with someone, and basically she messaged him being like, I'm not interested. And look, we've got some audio here. She can explain for herself.
I'll play that, yeah.
If you're looking at here, it is an invoice I received after an unsuccessful date, as it reads above, under project. No f-ing joke. Due date ASAP. I told him I didn't have a romantic connection with him over message, politely, and this is the response. He said it's not a matter of money, it's the principle. £29, man. Come on.
The principle.
So she's been invoiced for £29 after she said to someone, listen, I'm not romantically interested in you.
Yeah.
They went on a date. Obviously cost him, £60 in total. He's gone, well, £29, please, for the food and drink. Get a grip.
You know how
I feel about splitting bills anyway?
Oh, yeah.
I have a real, it makes me feel really physically ill. But this just proves, there are a lot of men in the comments. This is the, like, men's go-to thing of, like, well, like, women want to pay for things. And it's like, okay, first of all, people, I would say most people just, like, pay one for one. Let's just say that, like, 99% of people just do that.
Yeah.
But also, you're now proving that you only bought her that transactionally.
Oh, yeah.
Proving that you only paid for her because you were trying to buy her romantic interest, or probably more accurately, sex.
Because now he wants his money back.
Yeah. Now he's going, well, I'm not going to get what I want. So I actually was actually only paying you 29 quid for...
Oh my God, you're right.
I thought that your romantic interest was worth £29.
Oh, that's awful.
Which is $49 now.
That's so bad.
But I want it back now.
$50.
That's how these men see it. Like, there's so much weird discourse on TikTok about men being like, yeah, well, girls get free meals. And it's like, let's like break down actually why that happens, okay? The reason why is because for millennia, women weren't allowed jobs. The men were allowed. Literally weren't allowed jobs. Or credit cards. Or their own last names. We had no money, literally, because you wouldn't let us. Because you knew that if we got money, we'd divorce you. So.
That's how it worked. Yes.
That's how it worked. That is, if you try and fight me on this, is literally how the world worked, okay? Don't try and fight me, you weird minimists. And the reason why you then pay for dinner is because all of you have this weird bravado power thing about it, thinking that I can pay for women, and then you get offended when you pay for women. It's the same thing as being like, oh, well, girls get free drinks at clubs. Yeah, because you think buying me a drink is going to give you my time. You think that my time is worth a $9 Von Klein soda, babes. It's not.
It's not.
I never let anyone buy me a drink at a club, unless they're my friend.
Yes.
Doing rounds, baby. Doing rounds.
Doing the rounds.
You know what? A stranger would never be allowed to buy me a drink.
That's
more than $9. At least get me a French martini. I should be walking around a club with a French martini.
Oh, that's just having a chat with that makes sense. Oh, Chambord.
Chambord and pineapple juice.
Chambord lemonade or something like
that? No, Chambord pineapple juice. That's what a French martini is.
Is that a French martini is?
Vodka, Chambord, pineapple juice. Oh. With a bit of a dry pineapple garnish. But people were commenting, though, things like...
Oh, God.
If we're invoicing for wasted time, now my exes are about to get a hefty bill. Quite funny.
Yeah.
Then someone said, send him an invoice back for your wasted time, including getting ready, transport, makeup, outfit, hairstyling products, everything. Fair enough.
Transport's a big one.
It costs a lot to be a lady because there are systemic issues.
There you go.
But we have to look prettier than everyone else. Anyway, I would not pay the invoice.
Let it go. Yeah,
sue
see
me,
what happens.
Babe. Take me to Fair Work.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Fair work.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Finished up. Oh, yeah. Thursday night. One more night. Till end of term.
Woo!
So long. Farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen, adieu. To you and you and you.
Oh, that was probably my favourite little freestyle.
Yeah, just jamming, man.
End of the week. Hey, remember tomorrow, Abby, on Friday's in a fun fact at the start of the show. Just remember.
Okay.
You good to go?
Try to remember.
Okay, good. Try to remember tomorrow. You'll be okay. All right, bye, guys. See you then.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some hot